Previously on Suits.
Why am I being suspended? I didn't leak any documents.
You were unfairly punished, and I would like to officially welcome you back.
I want a raise.
Fine.
And Pearson Hartman pays for law school when I decide to go.
Agreed.
I fronted your buy-in.
How could you do that?
You were about to take a job somewhere else.
We need to start being honest with each other.
You want me off this case so I don't get anywhere near the spotlight.
In your position, the spotlight can become an interrogation lamp pretty damn fast.
This is always how it's going to be, isn't it?
I thought you knew that.
I guess I did. I need you to use your power to give me this case over Scotty.
Are you asking as a friend, or are you calling him a chip?
Calling him a chip.
Does this have something to do with that favor he did you?
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
I can't.
Guess we're not sharing everything with each other after all.
Wake up.
Oh, 5 more minutes, Mom.
Did you just call me Mom?
What? No.
Louis, I've said it before. The bedroom is a no mom talk zone.
Understood.
You have to get your dream.
I'll take the later one.
Who are you, and what have you done with my boyfriend, Louis Litt?
Oh, you mean the guy who sweats profusely before closing arguments?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's gone.
Oh, my God. You're completely dry.
Your love has made me dry, Sheila. I'm a changed man. I want to rock your world for 1 more hour, and then I'm going to kick some ass in court. Because today nothing can go wrong. Today's my goddamn day.
Can you pass the sugar?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, how about that milk?
Sounds great.
How would you feel about me dating other women now that we're living together and all?
Pizza's perfect.
Rachel, it's fun.
I got my tuition payment schedule and...
Wow, that is a big bill.
Yeah, that's not even the problem. Remember when Louis fired me because he thought that I was leaking information? I never told you about negotiating the terms of my return.
Yeah, he did. He gave you a 10% raise.
That's not all he gave me. He agreed that the firm would pay for me to go to law school when I got in.
So what's the problem?
It's going to be an awkward conversation.
Rachel, you want to be a lawyer. You're going to have a lot of awkward conversations.
Yeah, but not like this. I mean, hey, Louis, do you remember when I demanded that you pay for me to go to law school? I get that since then you've now tried to help me get in and that we're friends, but I would really like my money now.
Okay, so don't talk to him. Just get ready to write a check for $200,000 because that's what it's going to cost for the next 3 years.
Awkward conversation it is.
Best of luck.
Oh.
Norma, it's Louis. Louis Litt, your boss. Don't play your games with me now, woman. I'm due for closing arguments in 30 minutes, and I need you to stall. No, you do not pull the fire alarm as a tactic, okay? I need you to just buy me 10 minutes without committing a crime. Taxi! There we go. Come on, baby. My man. Oh, no. Don't you upstream me. That's my cab. That's my taxi. This is my cab. Hey, I'm going to sue you for sucking. I'm going to sue you for not being... Okay, I need your name, date of birth, and I need your... All right, let's lift this up.
Uh-oh, what did you do to Scotty?
Nothing.
That is not nothing. That is a soy caramel latte with a double shot of fear and guilt. That is an apology coffee.
Why can't it just be I'm a great boyfriend coffee?
If you're such a great boyfriend, why don't you know that your girlfriend is on her way to Chicago for the Wexler deposition?
Shit.
So, I repeat, what did you do?
I overruled her on Franklin Courier. I made her give the case back to Louis.
You got in the middle of it? Why would you do that?
I don't want to get into it right now, Donna.
Okay. But Harvey, if you really did do that to her, coffee isn't going to cut it. For the record, this was not my goal. Mr. Litt.
Sorry, Your Honor. Sorry, I'm late.
Are you ready for closing arguments?
Yes, I am. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, opposing counsel has accused my client of a great many things.
But you see, here's the problem. They don't have one single fact to back up their claim. I mean, not one. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge you. Actually, no, scratch that. I'm going to dare you to find dispute with the facts of this case as we presented them. Because are you a good person? Yes. Are you a good person? Yes. Are you? Actually, you took notes, so I could see you care. You see, this is the kind of jury that they teach about. This is the kind of jury that's going to hear me when I say these four words. Do you know what those four words are? Because I want you to remember these four words to your dying breath. He didn't do it. He didn't do it.
Mr. Litt, are you okay?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh.
Bailiff, call an ambulance.
See the world in one more day for you, me, you. Getting all the peace of mind for you, I have. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Was that it? Are we done?
Harvey, you signed three checks.
And?
Just go. Oh, by the way, how's Mike Ross doing?
What are you talking about? He just came up with the huge Stemple solution. He's doing great.
So I guess he didn't tell you about our little conversation?
What conversation?
The one where he ran into the fact that he has a glass ceiling.
Mike knows he has a glass ceiling.
He knows, but he didn't know.
We have a problem with William Beck.
Who's William Beck?
Division head of Coastal Radiant Sunscreen. He's trying to break his contract.
I assume he has a non-compete.
No, Harvey, I was dumb enough to let him do whatever he wants.
Why is he trying to leave?
He has some ideas about the product line that we're not implementing.
Does he have another offer?
Neutrogena wants him.
They can't have him. He can go work at Starbucks, but he's not touching this market.
Excuse me, but maybe there's a solution. Coastal Radiance is a division of Pure Moisture Skincare. Spin them off. Beck gets to run his own company. Both stocks go up. Everybody wins.
If I had wanted the junior associate to come up with an idea, I'd have asked the junior associate to come up with an idea.
Tony, he's not wrong. Coastal Radiance is undervalued, and this fixes that.
Beck has been with us for 10 years. Maybe it's worth running the numbers on the spin-off.
I don't want to run the numbers. I want him out now. So have your boy work up the exit paperwork. Jonathan will sign off.
Your company, your call. You want to talk about what just happened in there?
Not particularly.
Look, it was a good idea. You should have listened to it.
I know it was a good idea. What I don't know is why you didn't push back.
Were you in there? I did push back.
When you push back, you change people's minds, which means either you didn't agree with me or you don't care enough to change his mind.
Look, I know when it's time to change someone's mind and when it isn't. And all pushing harder in that meeting would have done was make him dig in.
We had an ally. Jonathan agreed with me.
Yeah, and then he agreed with his boss, which is what we're going to do because it's the way the world works.
Come on, Harvey.
Mike, this man goes through lawyers like a hot knife through butter, and I wasn't about to get us fired to protect some guy I don't even give a shit about. Now, are you on board with that?
I'm on board. Can we move on?
I have nothing to move on to.
I do. Have you called Scotty and apologized yet?
Apologize for what?
What are you, the apology police?
If you're the one under investigation, I'll sign up for that.
Jessica, if you need me to sign any more checks, now would be a great time.
It's Louis.
Let me guess. Even though he didn't show up to the meeting, he's feeling left out and throwing a hissy fit.
He had a heart attack in court this morning. Oh, my God. He's okay. I made a call. He's got the best cardiologist at Mount Sinai. And they say he's going to be fine.
We should go see him.
He told Norma he didn't want anybody to come.
That means he's embarrassed, but he wants me there. I'll be back when I'm back.
We handle all his cases personally. Nothing with Lewis's name on it falls through the cracks. No client finds out this happened.
Done.
Done.
I'll send him flowers from all of us.
No. He's allergic.
To flowers?
All of them?
How do you even know that?
I used to send them to his desk every day when we were associates. I know. I'm an asshole.
Hey, he's gonna be okay, right?
Oh my God. This is awful.
Yeah, I know.
All morning, all I've been thinking about is how I don't want to talk to him about the tuition, and now
he... Hey, Rachel. Rachel, hey, come on. Look at me. He's gonna be okay. He'll be back, and you guys can have a lifetime of working together, going to the ballet, having really awkward conversations. Rachel, I'm going to say the thing that I know you don't want to hear.
I don't care about that right now.
It doesn't have to be a big deal. We've all got Lewis's back right now, and Jessica handles this stuff anyway. Just talk to her.
You are never allowed to have a heart attack.
Understood. This is heaven.
I can understand why you would think that, but no.
I don't know how this can happen. I treat my body like a temple.
And you've also been commuting every weekend, and you let the associates raise your blood pressure.
Because they're stupid.
Okay, Lewis, relax. The doctors say you're out of danger, but you shouldn't get worked up.
The doctors need to let me go.
You had a heart attack.
If my blood supply had been cut off for a half second less, it would have been classified as a minor cardiac event.
And what if it would have lasted half a second more?
It didn't. Then I need to get to work.
Lewis, I'm serious. You have to cut back. You could have died. And if anything were to happen to you... Harvey would be a total mess, okay?
I'll come back.
Good.
Excuse me, it's Mike, right?
Yeah, did you still need something? Because I haven't finished yet.
I did, I've been trying to find Lewis. He wasn't at the meeting.
Lewis isn't here.
Where is he?
What did you need to see him about?
I want to talk about what happened.
Yeah. Look, I know that we both agreed that a spinoff was the better way to go, but...
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about me. I want out.
You want to leave Giannopoulos because of what happened this morning?
What happened this morning happens every day. He keeps people down when they reach a certain point, and I'm pretty sure I'm at that point.
Yeah, I get it.
No, you don't. You don't. No. In a place like this, your whole future's laid out for you. You'll be running the place before 40.
Jonathan, we work for Tony Giannopoulos, and I know I don't have to tell you, but you're working under the same non-compete that William Beck is.
But you work for me, too. Lewis is my personal attorney.
I know, but if there's a conflict of interest, we're going to choose him.
I know that you have a conflict. I'm just asking, is there any way that you can help me without helping me?
I'm sorry.
Then where's Lewis?
Lewis is away on business right now, so he can't help you either.
Then I'll find someone who will. Let this serve as formal notice that I'm letting him go.
Michigan Court of Appeals.
What?
There was a ruling a few years ago that established a weak link in the non-compete.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you have a minute?
What can I do for you?
The timing on this is terrible, and I apologize for that.
What is it?
I need the first check for my law school tuition.
Excuse me?
Maybe you don't remember, but when I was wrongfully dismissed, one of the terms of my rehiring was that the firm pays for my law school.
I remember just fine. And the only term of your rehiring was a 10% increase in salary.
What? No, I'm telling you, this was an agreed-upon term, and...
And I'm telling you, I know nothing about that. And if I had heard about it, I would have never approved it.
I was scapegoated by this firm.
And when you agreed to come back, you were given a 10% raise. That's standard.
My situation was not standard.
In what way?
Lewis accused me of being disloyal.
And?
And he turned out to be wrong.
The problem, Rachel... is that you have no record of what you're saying.
He agreed to it. He is your agent. You're bound by this.
I don't know that. And the man just had a heart attack. And I'm not going to call him and ask him.
I know that, and I don't want you to.
Then this conversation is over.
Doing.
Sheila, I'm so sorry.
You should be.
I don't know why I had a heart attack, but I promise it won't happen again.
You think I'm mad because you had a heart attack?
It's a sign of weakness. You hate weakness.
No, I hate that you're doing work.
Sheila.
No, Louis, do you know what I was thinking about the whole way down here? I was thinking that if you died, I'd want to die too. So you better start taking care of yourself, because I don't want to have...
Sheila.
No, no more work.
Okay, but this isn't what you think
it
is.
Don't fight me on this.
Okay, but
please,
I need
don't
that...
Don't fight me on this. Sheila, as long as I've known you, I've had a feeling of completeness. Romeo and Juliet, Antony and Cleopatra. You crossed out Jamie and Cersei Lannister.
I thought they were too controversial a couple.
Too controversial for what?
A proposal.
What?
Sheila, I could have died. And I don't want my life to have ended without...
Louis, I don't want you to ask me what you're about to ask me because you're afraid to die alone.
No. It's not about that. It's not about dying alone. It's about living without the woman I love. Sheila, Amanda says, you are the love of what I hope will be my very, very long life. And I can't spend one more second of it without you. Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes, I'll marry you.
Tony, what can I do for you?
You screwed me over.
By figuring out how to fire the guy you told us to fire?
By telling my number two how to break his non-compete.
I did nothing of the kind.
Then it was Louis Litt.
No way. That did not happen.
That's bullshit, Harvey. We had a meeting. Jonathan stuck around for the paperwork. Then suddenly he comes back with his resignation in some Michigan appeals court precedent for breaking our deal.
Well, he couldn't have met with Louis because Louis wasn't even in the office.
Then it was someone else.
Tony, what exactly do you want? You want me to fire him like we're firing Beck?
I'll tell you a little secret. I don't give a shit whether Beck goes or not. But can you understand why I want him crushed?
Because you want people like Jonathan Sidwell to know what happens when they try to leave.
Ah, finally my lawyer shows up.
Oh, I've been here the whole time.
You see it how you want to see it. But if you can't figure out a way to make Jonathan stay, you'll be the one who's gone.
Tony, I'm going to fix this, but let's get one thing clear. I'm not like the other lawyers you burned through. So the next time you go stomping around like a 4-year-old throwing tantrums with me, I'll be the one getting rid of you.
Guess you were never really on board after all.
What? I did the paperwork for Beck.
I'm not talking about Beck. I'm talking about Jonathan Sidwell. Michigan Court of Appeals, sound familiar?
Harvey, he was going to fire Louis.
If that's the advice he was looking for from Louis, he'd have fired him anyway.
And Jonathan would have found that loophole anyway.
But instead, he got it from you.
What do you want from me? Louis had a heart attack. Jessica told us not
to. Don't hide behind that shit. Let's get into what this is really about.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about your conversation with Jessica.
So that's why you were telling me my idea was so good after our Giannopoulos meeting.
Yeah.
We had that conversation. And yeah, it sucks. But this has nothing to do with that.
Then prove it.
Prove what? He's unhappy with his situation. When people are unhappy, they find a way out.
Which brings me back to my point. You weren't really on board.
I told you. I took care of Beck.
Well, now you're going to do the same for Jonathan.
The Michigan ruling clearly states that he has...
Don't quote precedent to me. You figured out how we could break the non-compete. Now figure out how to enforce it.
Pardon?
Enough. You're a pretty good lawyer when you want to be. So maybe try doing it for our side this time.
Bad night.
I mean, if you call figuring out a way to crush someone's hopes and dreams bad. What about you? You take care of that awkward conversation?
Yeah, it wasn't awkward. It was humiliating. Louis never actually told Jessica.
What? That's bullshit. He made a promise to you. He's an agent of the firm.
You know, I never thought about that. Maybe I should just rush to his hospital bed and get him to admit that he screwed me over. How could he lie to me like that?
Rachel, why he lied to you doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Well, you said it yourself. Do you really want to upset him just to find out?
Of course not.
Then take the emotion out of it.
What are you talking about?
It's a contract problem. Figure out a way to enforce the contract.
I have someone here to see you.
Donna, I don't have time to see anyone, right? Oh, look who it is. Where the hell have you been?
Harvey, don't be a dick. He had a heart attack.
You think having a heart attack gives you the right to take the day off?
I'm alive.
I'm gonna let you two be alone.
Okay, not that I'm not enjoying this, but shouldn't you be home?
No, the doctor cleared me to come back. She was allowing me half days. The other half the day, I'm at home planning my wedding.
You're engaged?
It's the happiest moment of my life.
I'll send my condolences to the bride-to-be.
That kind of sense of humor is exactly what I want in my best man.
Louis, are you asking me to be your...
No, Harvey, before you answer, I am sorry my fight with Scotty put you in a bad situation. And I know calling in my chit with you jeopardized our friendship, but...
Louis.
Let me just finish. You said I can't have it both ways, but...
I'd be honored.
Thank you, Harvey.
You're welcome, Louis.
Mr. Kovacs.
Yes?
Mike Ross, Pierce Inspector.
Do we have business together?
Jonathan Sidwell. I understand you made him an offer to run your investment division.
Yeah, Jonathan reached out to me with a proposal and I liked it.
Did he happen to mention the fact that he's under a non-compete?
Yes. He also mentioned that the Michigan Court of Appeals decision makes his contract breakable. I had my lawyers look into it. He's right.
Did you also have your lawyers look into the theft of intellectual property?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the algorithm that Jonathan developed to identify companies ripe for takeover.
My employee, my algorithm.
Wrong. Jonathan developed it while under contract with Tony Giannopoulos, which makes it his property.
What do you want?
Well, I don't want anything. I just came down here to let you know you can go ahead and do whatever you care to with Jonathan Sidwell, but if you use his algorithm, we're going to sue you for every penny that comes from it.
Hi.
Hi.
I heard you were back. Should you be doing that?
Prescribed. Light walking. Need to get the blood flowing.
Okay. Good. Look, Louis, I'm sorry about what happened. I really am.
I'm going to be fine, Rachel.
Good. I actually wanted to talk to you about a contracts issue.
Shoot.
Okay. A friend of mine entered into a verbal agreement with an agent for a corporation, and now he's reneging on it.
Wait a second. Why verbal?
Why not? Verbal contracts are binding, and she knows it.
She have it on tape?
No.
Well, then he can lie about it, or he can argue the wording.
No, he made a clear promise.
Well, maybe it was a promise to try, or maybe it was a suggestion.
No, it wasn't.
What's the contract?
Employment bonus.
Lump sum or payable over time?
3-year term.
Well, then verbal ain't shit. If it's paid over a year or more, it has to be written.
My friend made life decisions based on this promise. She could sue for promissory estoppel.
Well, she could sue the dick who made the deal, but she can't sue the company.
She doesn't want to do that.
Let me ask you this. Why wouldn't she get it in writing if it was legit?
Because she trusted him. She doesn't know why he would lie to her.
He did because he could. He wanted what he wanted when he wanted it, and it cost him nothing. You know?
Yeah. Maybe she should go after him.
She could try, but I mean, realistically, she'll lose, and she should, because stupidity shouldn't be rewarded. So glad you came to see me. You really got my juices going. Made me feel glad to be back.
This is nice, fiancé.
It is nice, betrothed.
So where should we do it?
Are you serious? I just had a heart attack.
I'm talking about the wedding. I say we do it here.
Get married in New York?
It's where our relationship began. I think it's only fitting that we tie the knot here.
I love you.
Good. Then it's decided. We'll do it here, and then move straight to Boston.
What do you mean, move to Boston? I'm not moving to Boston.
Well, you have to. You know what Harvard means to me.
You know what Pearson Spector means to me.
Lewis, there are a dozen firms that would snap you up in a second there.
Same goes for law schools here.
Yeah, but they're not Harvard, which means they're second tier. You seriously expected me to drop everything and move to New York?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, I think that's a little presumptuous.
Me? What about you? You're the one who has us buying a place on Bacon Hill.
Okay, it's Beacon Hill, and I thought you liked it.
But to visit. I mean, not to live. Hey, what are you talking about? Our law schools are second tier. Your city's second tier.
Well, maybe my city is second tier, but it's also the home of the woman you supposedly love.
Oh, Sheila, come on, please. I mean, everything I have is in New York.
Everything except me.
It's usually easier if you look at the screen. With your eyes.
I'm sorry. It's just been one of those weeks.
You know Lewis is going to be okay, right?
Yeah, I know he's going to be okay. But at the moment, I hate his guts.
I hear congratulations are in order.
Jessica.
Another eligible bachelor bites the dust.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's amazing.
How are you feeling?
Better, thanks.
I wanted to get you a little welcome back something. It's not much. You know, you gave me quite a scare this week.
I love it. The Pearson Hardman retreat 5 years ago.
And do you know what I remember most about that night? What an amazing dancer you are.
5 years, Long Island School of Ballet.
You weren't dancing ballet that night.
Well, they say ballet is the foundation for everything.
Well, sir, you have an amazing foundation. Like, I just thought you could add that to your collection. Somewhere between you and Bruno?
It means so much to me that you...
Wes. Come on. After everything we've been through. Your family.
Holy shit. I know. He betrayed me.
Maybe, but Rachel, you didn't even give him a chance to explain himself.
I didn't want to upset him.
Even if he was bullshitting you back then, the Lewis I know is a man of his word. And if you went to him honestly...
It wouldn't matter. He would just say he agreed to it, and Jessica would still say no.
He might offer to pay.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't let him, and you know what? That's not the problem.
What is the problem?
The problem is he made me a chump.
Rachel.
Donna, I went in there as a paralegal trying to negotiate with Lewis Litt, and I left with the money to become a lawyer, and for the first time in my life, I felt like I could actually be one. And now I realize that when I left that room, he was probably laughing about how he pulled one over on me.
Maybe you're right, but I'm telling you, the Lewis of today would never do that.
Well, the Rachel of today certainly wouldn't let him get away with it.
And the Donna of today is a genius. Well, the genius of Donna is every day.
What are you saying?
Just because you can't go after Lewis doesn't mean you can't still make your case.
What the hell is wrong with you? You gave me the map to escape and told the guards where I'd be.
Jonathan.
Kovacs rescinded his offer. Said I'm not worth it without that algorithm.
See, I'm sorry.
Sorry. You gave me that advice in the first place.
Because you threatened to leave Lewis.
Bullshit. You did it because you knew what I was up against and you were trying to help me.
Okay, whether that's true or not, that advice was off the record. And it turns out that on the record, it's my job to stop you.
Well, congratulations. You ripped away the thing I value the most.
That algorithm, it took me 10 years to develop it. It's how I look at valuing companies. It's how I look at the world. If I can't take it with me, even if someone thinks I'm worth something, I'm not.
Jonathan.
Please, you did your job on the record. Now, off the record, what do I do?
It was my job to make sure there's nothing you could do.
Then check in with me in 10 years. So I promise you, I'll be at the same desk, punching the same clock. Can't move up, can't move out. It's on you.
You're right. This isn't about William Beck or Jonathan Sidwell. It's about me.
Mike.
I want to go legit.
You can't.
Harvey, listen.
Do I need to state the obvious?
I can go to law school now, all right? Get a real degree.
Even if it didn't matter that you've already presented yourself as having gone to Harvard Law, you'd have to take the bar again.
Okay, I passed it once. I'll pass it again.
Not under your own name. And if you take it now, you'll draw attention to yourself in a major way.
Then I get Lola Jensen to hack into the bar and just put me in there, just like she did with Harvard.
Are you insane? Hacking into the bar is twice the crime you've been committing. And rule number one of not getting caught, you don't move the goddamn body.
You do if they're about to find it.
They're not about to find it.
They're always about to find it.
Mike, committing another fraud to cover your fraud isn't going legit. It's just covering your ass. And it doesn't undo the fact that you've already committed the crime.
You think I haven't thought about all of this? Harvey, I'm stuck. There's no way up. There's no way down. I can't live my whole life like this.
Okay. You want to be legit? There's only one way. You go to a small town in Iowa where nobody's ever heard of Harvey Specter, Jessica Pearson, or anybody else. You go to law school, hang out your shingle, nobody will ever know. I guarantee you'll be king of the hill, but you can never come back to the mountain. Not here in New York, Chicago, or L.A. Someone will know someone, and it'll all be for nothing.
You can't do that, and you know it.
I do know it. Mike, you're in the major leagues, and you get to go toe-to-toe with the best there is. Now, I can't tell you if that's enough for a lifetime. But if you want to stay, there's nothing more you can do. My advice is hold on tight and enjoy the ride.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to help you.
So there's no way to stop what you did.
This isn't a legal solution. It's a business solution. One where everybody wins.
Everybody wins. That's what you said about Beck. So you want me to spin off my own company? I run it, he owns it?
I never said that.
Well, he didn't go for it with Beck. Why would he go for it with me?
Because he doesn't give a shit about William Beck.
What are you saying?
You develop your algorithm every day.
Of course. It's useless if I don't.
Right, but that's not why you do it. You do it because you love it.
Well, he can force me to stay, but he can't force me to love it.
And that's exactly where your leverage is. If you don't love what you do, it costs him a fortune. And he knows it.
This isn't a sure thing.
Which is why I'm trusting he won't know it came from me if it doesn't work.
Why are you doing this?
Let's just say I love my job. But I know what it feels like to be trapped.
Donna said you wanted to see me about some more managerial bullshit.
What? Don't you think I learned my lesson with the checks?
Then why am I here?
You're here to listen to me.
Do you know what this is about?
Yes. And I already told you.
I am not here to ask you to honor Lewis's contract. I am here to ask you to make a new one with me.
Our contract with you is the promise of a job when you get out, not paying for you on your way in.
I have a list here of the signing bonuses of the top three associates who've come into this firm. Give me an advance on mine.
The last time we negotiated, you said never sign something without getting something in return.
What you're getting in return is that I keep working here part-time.
The advance plus my salary will cover my tuition.
Paralegals don't make that much. Those numbers don't add up.
I'm not proposing being a paralegal. Some are associates, work as lawyers. And I can do the same.
Came up with that pretty fast. It's almost as if you wanted me to ask you what I get in return.
Do we have a deal?
One problem. You already asked me to break precedent once. When I waive the Harvard rule, I'm not breaking it again to pay for law school.
I'm not asking you to break anything. You already established precedents. With him. When you paid for his law school.
That is not common knowledge.
No, it's not.
That's why she wanted me here. I'm Exhibit A.
You made an investment in Harvey, and I think that turned out pretty well.
I could argue that point.
No, Rachel's right. I'm pretty awesome.
I assume you have this in writing.
I wouldn't be worth it if I didn't.
Let me guess. You went for it.
You did.
Want me to set up your new corporation?
I want you to join my new corporation. It's an offer letter.
I don't understand.
You said you know what it's like to feel trapped. I thought maybe you'd like a way out.
I also said I love what I do.
Maybe. But let me tell you what I once told Lewis Litt. We're not lawyers. We're investment bankers. Our job blows yours out of the water.
Wait a second. You're not asking me to be your in-house counsel.
You kidding me? Most people don't even know what an algorithm is. You use it to strong-arm me and Tony Giannopoulos. You have a mind for this.
Jonathan.
You don't have to answer right now. Just think about this. You're in the minor leagues here. I'm giving you a chance to play in the majors.
Glad you came.
I hope you don't mind. I thought you might like it.
Sure.
It's just a gesture.
It's a beautiful gesture. You're everything.
Oh no, is this where you tell me that you're not going to move to Boston?
Not everybody sees me the way you do. Most people take a very, very long time to figure me out. It's taken me years and years to get the people here to see past my short temper and my weird obsessions.
Your love of mudding is not weird.
You see, I know that. You know who else knows that? Donna, Jessica, Mike, Rachel, and Harvey. They appreciate me. They're my family. I'm asking you, please don't make me leave my family.
I moved to New York. Yeah.
You won't regret this.
I know I won't.
I promise I'm going to give you the best life. We're going to be a New York power couple, law by day, love by night. And when we have kids, world, watch out. Saz, Litz, they're going to be ridiculous.
Wait, what?
I mean, let's face it. Our kids, they hit the genetic lottery.
Louis, I don't want kids.
What?
They don't get me.
What? I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't like kids. I like when they're 22 and going to law school, but I just...
Those would be adults.
Exactly.
No. You may think that now, but when it actually happens, when they're yours, it's so...
Louis, I'm never going to think that ever.
How can you?
How can I what? It's who I am.
Sheila, I'm going to be a father.
Louis, we're so happy. We can be happy. Just us.
Stop being a lawyer.
Then don't take the job.
Every day you come into work with the possibility of getting caught.
I want you to take the job. You're letting Mike walk out the door.
God damn it!
Can I have a minute?
Suits, an all-new episode next Thursday at 9 on USA.